Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, it's Monday, but this is going to be a very short week for just about everybody. In fact, the weekend has already started for many of you because this is a week that just most people take off. The few offices that we have active here at the station, are many of them are dark right now because people are taking time off for the holidays. And it's great to take a break. And I remind you, if you're in the car, if you're heading to the grocery store, if you're heading to the shopping center, the parking lots are going to be packed. The stores are going to be packed. Try not to get too stressed. And I know that's easier said than done. But really, make an effort. If the stress wins over, try to make this the year that the stress doesn't win over and that you just relax and just go with the flow. Just become part of the universe and just, you know, live with it. And it's going to take you a while to find a place to park. And, you know, it's amazing how people will drive around and they'll wait for the parking spot that opens up closest to the place when you could have actually parked a little further away and you could have been in the store doing your shopping while some people are still trying to get that spot closest to the door. Come on, we all need to walk. We all need a little exercise, so go ahead and park a little farther away. It actually saves time and gives you a little exercise in the meantime. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. It is a Monday of Christmas week, and we were talking earlier about crawfish, and we got a few texts from people about crawfish. I just took a bite of a cookie, so I'm kind of salivating here. I got to get rid of it. Let me take a sip of tea here, because I don't want that sound of me salivating on the air. I mean, I love being with all of you in the afternoon, but I don't salivate during the show. Anyway, there was a Christmas cookie back there from Manning Family Children's. And I took a bite right before going on the air, and it caused me to salivate. Salvo's in Belchase has boiled crawfish for $13.99 a pound, according to a text. According to another text, Lafort's in Marrero has boiled crawfish for $8.99 a pound, according to a text. And we do have some text messages to get to. Look, I want to talk about the Saints' victory yesterday, the third win in a row. I know they beat the Jets, but look, the Jets are still part of the NFL. The Jets still wanted to win that game yesterday. They still have players that made it to the NFL. So, you know, while they're not the most potent team and organized team out there, they're still an NFL team, and I thought the Saints did a great job. You're hearing a lot of talk about some players that may have played their last game in the Dome last night, in particular Cam Jordan and Taysom Hill. And Taysom Hill was so emotional during the post-game press conference that I have a feeling that he's pretty much decided to retire next year. I mean, we don't know. I hope he doesn't. I mean, it seems like he's got another year in him. Love that he threw that Loved that he threw that touchdown pass late in the game. I mean, that was cool. And the statistics that he has just make him such a unique player as a runner, a passer, and a receiver. And I think he has 1,000 yards or over 1,000 yards in each of those categories. And that makes him just truly a unique player that we have all come to really love. And I hope he sticks around for another year. And then Cam Jordan is not sure what he's going to do. And Cam Jordan may have slowed a little bit, but man, he was sure active yesterday. And so was DeMario Davis. And so was Chase Young. I mean, he was acting, living up to his last name. He was acting very young. And it was so good to see that. And I'm sure some of these players are thinking about, well, wait, do I want to be here next year when things get even better? Because I'm feeling good about the Saints for next year, and you should too. And all fans want is the idea that there's a real effort to get us to the playoffs. And I use bringing in Derek Carr as a great example of the patchwork mentality the Saints front office had for a long time. You know, just bringing in players to give the fans the impression that we're going to get to the playoffs. And it was patchwork. It was a patchwork roster. And those losses to me were devastating. And the wins weren't that great because you knew it was all temporary and that this was just, you know, we're just kind of putting this team together. This feels like a team. With a new coach and a new quarterback, it feels like a team. And Tyler Shuck is making a hell of a lot of progress. And, you know, earlier this season, the progress seemed to be stalled. The progress seemed to be stalled with the Saints in general. But that is ramping up. And it just seems like it's a lot better now than it was earlier in the season. And so I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good about the rest of the season. I'm feeling really good about next season. So I think there's a lot to be excited with. And I love that the fans, even though the Saints aren't going to the playoffs, the fans are acting like, man, this is a great team and we love supporting our team. And that's what you want to see. And I think there's legitimate reason to be excited about the Saints. And Carolina came back to beat Tampa Bay. That was incredible. That was amazing. I mean, Carolina's for real. They find ways to win, and yet we beat them. We beat them not once, but we beat them twice. We beat them there, and we beat them here. And Jacksonville beat the Broncos and kept Bo Nix and Sean Payton and the Broncos from coming back, kept them from coming back. And I thought that was really awesome. But the win yesterday was fun. It's fun to talk about that. And the Pelicans are doing well, and they're in the Smoothie King Center tonight against the Mavericks. This is a busy time of year, and not everybody's able to make it to games. But, you know, there's reason to be excited about the Pelicans right now. And, you know, I wonder if all of the fan chat that, you know, we've been part of on this show, I wonder if some of this fan chat has really been part of the Saints changing and really kind of coming together, and the Pelicans are kind of coming together. I hope that it's had some kind of impact. But both of these teams seem to be showing real signs of improvement right now at the same time, and that's great. Look, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we're talking about, and it's kind of a free-for-all week this Christmas week, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And we'll get to some of your text messages coming up. Jimmy and Gretna, you're on WWL. What do you have for us, Jimmy?
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, look, early Merry Christmas. And yeah, I think your chatter, although people would say it's some conspiratorium, has really helped people go, you know what? I will go to a Pelicans game. The upper deck's totally empty. We're not going to let the NBA relocate out of this city. It's branding around the world. That is very valuable, and I appreciate you yet again putting a spotlight on this, because we don't know the actual effects of it, but by you doing that, I know you got a lot of listeners. People go, you know what? I will go buy a ticket. I will go fill up a seat. And, yeah, the Pelicans are going for 5 wins in a row. Zion Williamson's coming off the bench. Yeah. Borrego's doing a pretty good job right now coaching. Two more things sports-related. You know, I'm a Southern Miss grad. We got the Southern Miss football team in town for the New Orleans Bowl tomorrow against Western Kentucky. So you're probably going to see a lot of black and gold for Southern Miss around. So I'm a big fan of Southern Miss athletics. We don't have the money Tulane has to pay players. But I think if you notice, you're talking about Tulane, you know, the nerd schools, Scoot, like Vanderbilt and Tulane, yeah. Even Duke in football. They used to be jokes in football, but because they have rich alumni, you're going to see a trend upward for these programs. Vanderbilt has the number one quarterback signed already. 20 years ago, that would be totally impossible. But, you know, the future for Tulane looks bright. I know a lot of people are upset James Madison and Tulane got in the playoffs, but I think it leads to some parity having some group of five teams in there. And look, as far as Taysom Hill's concerned in his final game in the Dome, what a great player. I don't know if he'll make the NFL Hall of Fame like Cam Jordan probably will. Probably the greatest free agent signing besides Drew Brees and DeMario Davis in the history of the football franchise. And, man, he's just was a freak, a mother nature. I mean, a father time, if you will, is catching up to him, all the injuries. But, man, if you watch his highlight reel over his career, it's something special. And I got choked up watching his post-game interview. You could see he loves the city.
Yeah.
And Taysom Hill's a true legend.
Yeah, I agree. Jimmy, I appreciate the call. And a very Merry Christmas to you as well. We're going to get to some of your text messages here. And I thank all of you who were sending in text messages that simply say Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to all of you. And for those of you who are Jewish, our Jewish listeners, I hope you had a very good Hanukkah. I hope it was a happy time of maintaining this 5,000-year tradition. And there's a lot to be respected with Jewish people maintaining these traditions, very, very ancient traditions. And I have no idea how to play that dreidel game, but, you know, people who play it look like they're having fun, or maybe they've just been drinking before they started playing. I don't know.
So Jimmy mentioned Tulane, right? So
yeah.
I took the opportunity to try the Fine Friday show. First of all, the Friday show, the sound file was corrupted, but I did manage to pull up the transcript of Friday's show. And
yeah.
It's heavily redacted, but I can read what's legible.
Right, because I would bring everybody up today. Because, I mean, there are people who are saying that I was on the air Friday saying Tulane was going to beat Ole Miss. I don't have any recollection of that. I didn't say any of that, and I don't think we have any records of that.
Well, I tried to find the files, but they were corrupt, but I did pull up the transcript.
Okay.
I can read some of it because there is the Black Market deal going through it, but it starts off and say, hey, this is Scoot on the air. We're going to have a great show. Then it's all black lines. Then it says, if you have a comment, you can call the Oakland Heart Talking Text line. Then it's all black lines.
Yeah, okay.
Then here it continues. Yeah. It says marijuana should be a Schedule III drug. That's why President Trump is the best president ever in my lifetime.
Right.
It's all black lines. Then this is Rhonda Shear right here. Then it's all black lines.
Yeah.
And then the last thing that's legible says, and this is Scoot on the air.
I
love you, New Orleans. So that's Friday's show.
Okay, good. So see, there is no evidence that I said Tulane was going to beat Ole Miss. And boy, listen, not only did they not beat Ole Miss, but they didn't show up. And I wonder if Florida called John Summerall and said, John, listen, about that offer, maybe we need to change a few zeros here. It was truly disappointing. It was embarrassing. It was as embarrassing as the first meeting earlier this season. Tulane lost 41-10. Now, this is an interesting dilemma because Tulane was 17th in the country. Notre Dame was number 9 in the country, and Notre Dame didn't make the playoffs because they're not in a conference. Tulane and James Madison made it to the playoffs only because they won their conferences. So do you think that's a little screwed up? Should it be like the best teams at the end of the season, or should it be the best teams and then, in certain cases, the winners of certain divisions that are not as strong as other divisions? But going into the game, Tulane was 17. Ole Miss was number 6 in the country. And it was a mismatch based on that. But I don't have any recollection of saying that Tulane was going to win. And then now we see that.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say.
We have released the files. And that while there's a lot that's redacted, there is no evidence that I said Tulane was going to beat Ole Miss. And number nine, Alabama, came from a 17-point deficit to beat number eight, Oklahoma, at Oklahoma, 34-24. And Alabama now goes on to play, what, Indiana, I think, in the Rose Bowl? Man, that's going to be one hell of a game. And you got to give credit to Alabama. They've had a few downs this year, but they did a great job in coming back to beat Oklahoma. And, I mean, Oklahoma just opened the door. And it's like, this is going to be a track meet. Oklahoma's going to smother Alabama. And, you know, Alabama just kept the belief that they were going to win. And they just came back one moment at a time. And they ended up winning the game 34-24. So I thought that was really cool. If you want to join us for the comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Any ideas on what to get somebody? A really, you know, last minute, hard to find gift? Other than, going to Perfume Headquarters tomorrow while we're there and getting some cologne or perfume. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. All right, let's take a break. And then when we come back, we have to talk about the Epstein files, the release of the Epstein files. There was a legal deadline Friday. And Friday was the deadline for the current administration to release all of the Epstein files. So the Epstein files have been released. But we'll tell you why we don't know everything. And the big question is, why don't we know everything? All right, if you have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. This is such a Christmas classic. And this woman's voice is so pure and so beautiful that I want to play a little bit of this on the show as we spend this Christmas week together. Here's the Carpenters. Merry Christmas, darling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, this is just a reminder that you don't always get what you want for Christmas. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us on this Monday of Christmas week. Not as much traffic on the interstates as you're used to. But the exit off the I-10 at Causeway going to Lakeside is very crowded. Oakwood Mall is very crowded. And I'm assuming that the outlet mall up in the Gonzales area, I'm assuming that's very crowded. I'm assuming that the outlet mall at, was it Highway 49 and I-10 in Gulfport, I'm assuming that's very, very crowded. Yeah, just bring a lot of patience with you because you'll need it. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, it amazes me how people will sometimes, like, you know, drive around and wait for the parking spot that's closest to the door. You know, you could have parked a little farther away and been in and shopped before you find a place if you're trying to get one close to the door. And plus, it gives you a little exercise. The other thing that you need to consider, and I think there's two messages here. First of all, if you are getting in your car from the shopping center, there are people who want that spot. Don't take forever to get in your car. Put the packages in your car, get in your car, and leave. But there are people who just take forever to get out of that parking spot, and then the traffic starts to back up. Somebody's waiting to get in there, and somebody's, you know, oh, let's see, here are my keys. Okay, well, let me put on a little lipstick before I leave, or, you know, some guy's, like, you know, fixing his hair, and, you know, just get in and out of there. You know, don't sit there and make phone calls. Hey, listen, I just came from the mall. I'm sitting in my car, and guess what I got? No, get off the phone. Just get out of the parking spot. And let people have it. And then for those of you who are waiting for that spot, if it looks like they're going to take a while to get out of the spot, then just move on and let somebody else get that spot. You know, I mean, you're not entitled to that spot just because the person is getting in the car, because sometimes people take a long time. You know, give them, you know, a brief period of time. But if it looks like they're going to lollygag in there and take forever to get out of the spot, then just, you know, go around and keep everything moving. All right. The Epstein files were released, but they were not released. I did a video on Substack about this, and you can see the video and comment on it on Scoot on the Air Substack. If you haven't done it yet, I invite you to, you know, end this year joining me on Substack. It's a social media platform. There are going to be a lot of different people on there. A lot of journalists are on there, and a lot of different people on Substack than you're going to find on Facebook and Instagram and other social media sites. And it started out just for journalists, but it was opened up to everybody. But there are a lot of names that you are going to recognize on Substack. But I would love for you to become a subscriber and just download the Substack app and then search Scoot on the Air and subscribe. And, you know, please comment on any of the videos that that I post. But I posted this video about this idea that they have released the Epstein files. And since they have redacted so much in the release, and I'm not just talking about the names of the survivors, I'm not just talking about the young lady's names, I'm talking about, like, paragraphs of stuff has been redacted, totally blacked out. There is every reason to believe that the administration is hiding information in there that implicates the president in wrongdoing, in inappropriate behavior with young girls. Otherwise, why is it redacted? This is not someone who goes out of his way to protect everyone. I think it's about him. There are a lot of pictures with him in the company of Jeffrey Epstein. There are pictures of him in the company of young ladies. None of those pictures implicate wrongdoing. But, you know, I don't know that they were doing videos of people actually having sex. But why not release the Epstein files without all of the redaction, all the redacted material? Why not release the Epstein files and prove that you didn't do anything wrong? Unless you did something wrong, and that's what you're hiding. Right now, it is impossible to believe that the president was not involved in wrongdoing. So then the question is, since he did this a long time ago in his Playboy years, does it matter now that he's president of the United States? Many Americans will say, no, it doesn't matter. I think that's wrong. I think that is protecting the practice of pedophilia. I think that is protecting those who think it's okay to have sex with underage girls just because they like it, just because they think it's fun. I think if you do that, that is a statement of your character. And if I did that, I guarantee you I would be judged. And I will tell you, I had opportunities in my career, and I did not even go there. So I think this is very serious. We're not going to get into this any further this afternoon. We're not going to go any deeper into it than this. But the simple question is, if this president, if people are suggesting that he was involved with the young girls, and if he wasn't, then why not release the files and let us see? If you're redacting the files, it must mean there was involvement or there's something that indicates involvement. And even though that happened a long time ago, I think that matters. I think it matters in terms of judging people today. If that's what they did a long time ago, that is a crime. It's a crime. It's not like cheating on your wife. Essentially, it's raping young girls. And the redacted material may be trying to protect, technically, a pedophile. And I think that's wrong. And we'll leave it at that. I don't know that we will find out the truth until maybe there's another president. And somewhere down the line, we may find out. And if this president is still alive, he may have to face that, that consequence. If he dies, and he did that, then he will face that consequence with his God, I assume. We don't know for sure, but that's the assumption. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But it just there is a lot that is being said by so much material being redacted. All right, if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, finally, the President of the United States has recognized little Jeff Landry, who's been screaming and shouting, "Mr. President, I'm over here. Please notice me. Please, I'm doing everything I can for you. I'm doing all I can. I'm supporting everything you do. Even if I didn't agree with it, I would support it. Please recognize me." Jeff Landry has now been appointed envoy to Greenland because, according to the president, Jeff Landry understands the essential importance of having Greenland in the United States as part of our national security. Now, as far as I know, our national security has been pretty secure without Greenland being part of the United States. I mean, we have a base in Greenland. You know, we know that Greenland is important to our national security, and we're there. We're already there. We don't need Greenland to become a state. But this is part of the ego-driven nature of our president wanting to make Greenland part of the United States. It's not necessary. We already have facilities there. We already recognize that Greenland is essential to our national security. This is bogus. It's bogus because it just is nothing but ego-driven, narcissistic desires. I'm going to make Greenland part of the United States. I mean, it's a big damn country. It's friggin' huge. This is a volunteer position, so Jeff Landry's not being paid, but I guess he can technically tell his friends, I'm part of the Trump administration now. He finally recognized me. Yay! Now, he says this is in no way going to impact his position as governor of Louisiana. That's a shame. I was hoping that it would really distract him from being our governor, but apparently it's not. So anyway, Jeff Landry, at some time in the past, this would have been a joke. Yeah, and the punchline would be, yeah, and the president appointed him envoy to Greenland. Yeah, that's a joke.
You know, if we're going to, try to get a country a part of the United States, why not a warmer tropical vacation time? Why do we have to go to Greenland where it's cold and frigid?
Well, first of all, because Greenland's kind of an easy target, you know? I mean, they're just kind of there, and the president, I think, just wants to, you know, pick on the easiest target to try to make it happen. And then he brought up Canada as soon as he took office, and no way is that going to happen. I mean, Canada totally rejected the idea of becoming part of the U.S., and short of declaring war with Canada, which would be very, very unpopular, this president has not pursued any more that we know of, pursued making Canada the 51st state. But the idea of making Greenland even a territory, it's not important other than to feed his ego, like putting his name on the Kennedy Center. And I just, as I've said in videos that I've posted, particularly on Substack, It seems like this is ego-driven behavior that is abnormal. It's not normal for somebody to need this much confirmation, this much affirmation as to who they are. Traditionally, like this would be the sign of somebody who is very deeply shallow and insecure. And he certainly doesn't present that image, but is that who he really is, a really shallow, insecure person that he has to say all these things? I'm just expressing my opinion. We're not going to argue about this in the same way that others express their opinion. I'm just expressing my opinion here.
Yeah,
all right.
I would have went with somebody from Maine, someone that could see Greenland from the coast, kind of like how Sarah Palin could see Russia from Alaska.
That's right.
I don't think Landry can see Greenland from Louisiana.
Yeah, that's funny. Also, for the first time in history, Denmark has named the United States as a national security risk. Denmark. What did Denmark do to anybody? And Denmark declares that we're a national security risk? Well, again, that's just a microcosm of a much bigger situation. All right. You want to join us with a comment? Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be back with more of your comments. I still haven't seen it. It's Christmas week, and I haven't seen it yet this season. I still haven't seen Love Actually, which I always promote this time of year as an excellent movie about relationships, because it touches on all kinds of aspects of relationships. It touches on people just meeting each other. It touches on somebody who is in love with somebody, but because of the situation, they can't really express their love for the person they're in love with. It's about a man who is tempted by his attractive, sexy secretary, but he has a wife and kids. It's something that touches on every relationship, and the way it's done, I think, is brilliant. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Weezer doing a Christmas classic. We wish you a Merry Christmas and Feliz Navidad. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us here this afternoon on this Monday of Christmas week. Second guest show right after our show, live from the Silver Slipper Casino. Join Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettillier for the second guest show. And they'll be live at the Silver Slipper right there on the beach in Hancock County. And the Saints won yesterday. They'll talk a lot about that. Bobby Hebert will have a lot of insight into a couple of the Saints that might consider retiring. So that might have been their last game in front of the home crowd last night. I mean, I hope not. I hope everybody wants to stick around because I think the Saints are going to be really good next year. I mean, they've got that potential. And let's hope that this Saints team defies the temptation of becoming part of the tolerance of mediocrity that we have in the city of New Orleans. There's a lot of that. And it's something I noticed very early in my life here. It's something that always bothered me about coming from here, that, you know, we do a lot of things great, and we're great in a lot of ways, and we have so many things that are just naturally phenomenal about our city. But there is an unusual tolerance for mediocrity here, and it just shouldn't be, well, that's the way we do it, because this is New Orleans. No, we shouldn't have that attitude, right? I talk about this all the time, because we can be a lot better, and I know we can, and we need to strive to be better. And the only way that we can really strive for that is if you actually do the best you can to be the best you can. And also, if you hold people accountable, whether it's the Saints or the mayor or anybody, we need to start holding people accountable who do not search for excellence. And I remind you that Sean Payton and Drew Brees, but Sean Payton was here a long time. And there didn't seem like there was a real strong second effort to get to the Super Bowl. You know, maybe the next year, you know, the Saints were, you know, really thinking about, yeah, we can do it again. But that passed. Even with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, that passed. And it was no longer something that was seemed like it was expected. Oh, we won the Super Bowl. And I love what a listener texted in, I guess, a couple of years ago and said we need to change the name of Champion Square to that one-time square. You know, yeah, I mean, let's get back. And I like what I see with the Saints right now. I like what I see with and look, I'm a fan. I like what I see with Tyler Shuck. I like what I see with Kellen Moore. I like what I see with the aggressiveness of the young defensive backs. You know, they're not all perfect, but, you know, this is still a young team. It's a rebuilding team, and we're starting to see the progress that we were hoping for. And even though we knew we were not going to win a lot of games this year, I like what I see. I also thought the uniforms were pretty nice yesterday. You know, the all-gold uniforms with the was it black helmets?
Yeah, it was all gold with black helmets.
Yeah, I mean, the gold helmets would look good. The black helmets look good. My favorites are all white with the white helmets and all black with the black helmets.
I think yesterday was my favorite. What's funny was during the game, somebody texted us and said that the all gold uniforms wasn't good for TV because there's not enough contrast or something like that. I don't get it either. I saw just fine.
But yeah, I thought they were. I thought it was good. You know,
but
I mean,
also you have to consider you and I have like 70-inch screen TV, so we could probably see all this.
Well, that's right, 75.
75 inch.
Yeah, I'm like 10 feet away from a 75 inch screen, man. I feel like I'm in the movie. Right? I feel like I'm in the game. Yeah, I got to move my head to see the ball. You know, if it's a long pass, I got to move my head to see the ball from one end of the screen to the other. I have until early January to decide if I'm going to keep this giant TV. Then I'll figure it out. I mean, I had a 55 or 65 inch. I'm not sure which. But I had a pretty big TV before, and I don't know, something came over me, and I just decided to go for the 75-inch just to see what it looked like. It barely fit in my car. I mean, I had to leave the whole back open. I've got a small SUV. I had to leave the back open.
But do you think the color of uniforms helps quarterbacks identify the target better? Like, if they were in all white or all black or gold, or maybe, like, the Broncos' color should be easy to see, like that the complimentary orange.
Yeah.
I think the uniforms does play a factor in how easy it is to – and maybe – you know, the Jets can't see because their uniforms match the field,
well,
so they don't know where they're drawn.
That's it.
Yeah, it's like camouflage.
Yeah, you know, I've often thought about that, Coleman. If it's, you know, it's hard for the quarterbacks when, you know, the teams keep changing colors. And, you know, some of the alternative uniforms and some of the retro uniforms are just ugly. I mean, they haven't done it so far this year, and I guess they're not going to do it now. I don't think they're going to do it on the road. But I hated when the Saints brought back the uniforms, the black jerseys with the gold numbers and the gold pants, the uniforms from the 70s and the 80s when the Saints were terrible. They brought back those uniforms from the early years when the Saints sucked. And there are a lot of other ways to put it, but that's the best way I can put it on the air. Why would you bring back that uniform? I look at the uniforms, and that's all I think about is how bad the Saints were. And I wonder, why would you ever wear those uniforms again? Don't do it. It's you know, just you've got too many cool uniforms to wear. All right, we've got more coming up. If you want to join us, Okunard Jewelers, talk and text 504-260-1870. So we've heard that there are crawfish available for Christmas, but they're really expensive, and I guess they're going to still be available, but, you know, you're going to pay. And they're kind of small to medium, but at least you got crawfish for Christmas. We'll be right back on WWL. So somebody just sent a text and said, no, you did say Friday that Tulane was going to upset Ole Miss. We have no record whatsoever of me ever saying that. Okay. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.